Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Share for Women, share number 82. Rav Twersky in the book Wisdom Each Day gives a very important lesson, which is to personalize all your learning. Academic knowledge is important, but it's sterile unless you implement it and translate it into action or integrate it into your personality. It's well known that the word Torah means hayra, to show the way, to teach. So it's not just knowledge, brain knowledge. It's the idea to showing you the way of how to behave, how to think, how to feel. That's true Torah. Knowledge that does not show us the way to live is not considered Torah. So there may be a need for a person, they seclude themselves, they spend their time learning Torah, men in their own way, women in their own way. But unless you know, it's you personalize that learning by using this intensive study of whatever you're studying to understand what you need to do when that action arrives. That's implementation of Torah knowledge. The Ramban, in his letter to his son, the Igaris HaRamban, a quote in English, he says that after you study Torah, see what you can apply from what you have learned. See what you can apply from what you have learned. So of course you have to increase your wisdom and your knowledge, but to put it to use. So for example, when you're learning the Parsha or Nice Vart on the Parsha, whatever it is, how could you utilize it in your own personal life? When you learn Gemara, for women, when they learn deep Chayvus Alvavus or Kuzari or the Parsha Shavua, how could you apply it to your real life? So I'll give you one example of this. In Parshas Vayishlach, when Yaakov was reported to him that Esav was coming with 400 men, it says Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzaloi, that he was very afraid and it caused them great distress. There's a Rashi here based on a Medrash. Vayira, he was afraid, Shema Yeharig, that maybe he will get killed. He was afraid to be killed, or his family being killed. Vayetzerloi, and it caused him great distress, Im Yarig Hu Esacherim, if he would kill others. So this is a simple Rashi, but it's not so simple. You think about it, you contemplate it. And you recognize that you could inculcate this midah of Yaakov in this situation to deeply, deeply think about the concept of you have to ask Hashem for Shmira, of course, that you should not be hurt. But Vayetzaloi also not to hurt others that have no intention of hurting you, not to hurt them. So you take this concept. And then when you're driving a car, of course you say Tfilas HaDerech, but even in the times where it's, you know, not technically mechuyev to say Tfilas HaDerech, you could still put a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you be safe in the car, even if it's a small trip. So the way you could ask Hashem when you are in a car driving is you tell, ask Hashem, please Hashem, help me not get into an accident and that I should not be hurt. Well, you could say that my car shouldn't be damaged either. That's fine. But that I should not be hurt. But even more so, not only that should I not be hurt, help me never hurt others. Protect me in my car, that when I drive, I should drive responsibly. And even ba'inus, even b'shayim ba'inus, I should never, ever cause anyone harm, physical harm, monetary harm, by getting into an accident, chalila, with someone that I could hurt somebody else. Help me not hurt somebody else. So you could take this as a regular emotional, you know, sensitivity, which is a beautiful thing in and of itself. But when you inculcate and recognize this is a Torah value based on this particular Rashi, that makes it all the more meaningful. And then when you learn Torah and you could explain this to your husbands as well, and we should really talk to this directly to the husbands, but by women too, when they learn their own Torah concepts and it seems abstract or not practical or and only theoretical, there are ways you could really inculcate and learn these lessons with everything you do and every halacha and everything you do. And somehow, if you really put, guys, are attuned to it, even in Daf Yomi Shiurim, that's in Masechta Zevachim, that talks about Kachim, it talks about Karbanas, and you can say, how am I going to inculcate that into my real life? There's ways to adapt that too. As an example, there is a inyan when you, when a Kohen has in mind for Karban, that he's doing an Avodah to shech the Karban or to do Avodah on the behalf of the Yid that needs that Kapara, and if you think it's to do this avoda outside its proper time, it's called pigle and it passes the carbon. So it seems to be a foreign, abstract halacha that's not pertaining to now. But if you go deeply into this concept and recognize everything has its proper time frame, and you serve Hashem in the right time, in the right place, and that criterion, you inculcate that lesson. You could learn it even from something that seems not so relevant. Rav Nachman of Breslov, he told his student Rav Nosson, who recorded all of his Torah practically, to learn with the purpose of turning every Torah into a tefillah. That's one thing. So in other words, when you learn something, you turn it into tefillah. So here's an example I gave you, this Rashi, Vayira Vayetzaloi, where you're actually transforming it and turning it into an actual prayer. Help me not hurt others. Help me not be hurt. Another thing he told him is that from every halacha, you go into the internal reason behind the halacha as best as you could. That's another thing. Of course, we know everything. We even if we don't understand the reasons of things, we need to do the mitzvahs anyway, but Hashem allows us and wants us to look into the reasons so that we can learn lessons from it in real life going forward. So this is a tremendous thing that opens up your life every time you learn something in Torah concepts. Anytime you pray and you read things in your siddur, Da'akeda, you read Da'akeda every day and you learn lessons from it, you could inculcate a lot of those concepts and lessons into your own personal life. So this is a big, big yesod. And it's brought down in Pirkei Avos, right? That your actions have to exceed your need to exceed your wisdom. So even if you have an intellectual bent and you enjoy learning and wisdom, it's a beautiful thing. But the main purpose of it is to bring it to practical action. Actually, the Gra in Mishlei, the Vilna Gaon in Mishlei, towards the beginning, he talks about it, and he says, Ladas Chachmo Omusar, and he talks about what the purpose of Mishlei is, and in Pasuk Gimel, it says, Lokachas Musa Haskel, that tachlis is to take Musa Haskel, meaning that you should be successful. Successful meaning to take all the practical actions based on things. The tachlis, he brings all the way in the beginning of Mishlei, the tachlis of the whole Sefer Mishlei, that David HaMelech, that Shlomo HaMelech rather, imparted and gave to us, the whole purpose of Mishlei is Lokachas Musar. To take discipline, to take Musar, kiloi hamedrashu wa ikr ela hamaisa. It's not just the learning that's the ikr, but the maisa. That's the key to the whole Mishlei, to bring it into practical action, more practical thoughts, practical emotions. So this, by the way, makes every learning experience and every Torah thought extremely exciting and meaningful. When you personalize your learning pertaining to you, Hashem is sending messages to you specifically on how to live your life currently by even reading a piece of Tanakh or Chumash or Mefarish that may have been around for thousands of years, and it's talking directly to you right here, right now, today, learning the lessons from it and living life accordingly. Bracha v'atzlacha.